Well, hi, this is Brett McFall, and welcome to this special interview with Chris Howard, speaking at World Internet Summit. Now, you might be wondering, why would we have Chris Howard at an internet marketing event? The answer is very simple, and you are going to be truly blown away by how Chris can help you get started with internet marketing, and even more importantly, keep going with internet marketing. Welcome, Chris Howard.
Hey, Brett, how are you?
Look, I am great, and I'm excited to have you here because I want our listener to be able to, you know, get some of the amazing knowledge that is inside your brain. And what I love about it is that you can get people to take action, and that is the key to anything, let alone just internet marketing, but to anything. And, you know, just really, really quickly there, Chris, you know, why do you know so much? How do you know so much about getting us regular folk to take action?
Well, you know, I've had a lifetime of experience of it, number one. And, you know, I've always been extremely motivated, sometimes to a fault. Push myself too hard sometimes. But I'll tell you what, every result that I've ever gotten in my life, whether it's, you know, working on my second black belt now in martial arts, or, you know, best-selling books, or, you know, taking a company up to, I think we did $22 million in global sales last year. Building, whether it be in business or whether it be in my own personal life, everything's come as a result of getting myself to pour. Like, you know, you go back as far back as Napoleon Hill, and he talked about that concept of single-mindedness of purpose, and concentration of purpose and energy, and being able to channel all of my attention, all of my focus in a direction until eventually I was able to orchestrate tipping points in my life. And I think that's when I say tipping point, you know, this comes from Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point, and he says that, you know, like he uses the example of fax machines. He says, you know, in the early days of business, not enough businesses had fax machines to really make them worthwhile. But after a little while, every business, you know, or enough businesses had to have them that every business had to have them at that point in order to even compete or be a viable entity. And so the skills didn't just double, they multiplied infinitely overnight. And we're able to orchestrate those tipping points when we pour our energy consistently in a direction and we go the distance. It's like Harrison Ford, the actor, he said when he first moved to Hollywood, he knew that he'd become massively successful if he just outlasted everybody else that was there, because so many people came and went along the way. But what you gotta do is you gotta act. You've gotta get in the game, you gotta move, and then you gotta keep pouring that energy. And if you continue to increase the level of intelligence that you pour that energy in with, and you do it wisely, you pull the right people around you, you get the right instruction, the right training, you invest in yourself wisely, you know, the rest is a done deal.
Well, that's really interesting. And what I sort of deal with is folks who want to get involved with the internet to replace their income or to create a second income. And they try a lot of things. They often get discouraged because, you know, the internet can be an overwhelming place. And so why is it, from your point of view, why would you think that a lot of people may not make the internet work, or why would they get so distracted or frustrated with making it work?
I think there are a couple of reasons. I mean, number one would be that oftentimes we get overwhelmed with possibilities. There's so many different things to do out there. And if we're trying to sort through it on our own, that can be a challenge, you know, especially if we don't have the right guides. I always tell people what determines success for me, in my mind, is your heart, your spirit, keep your spirit high, and your willingness to find the right guides each step of the way. That's vital, because they're going to help you make the best, they're going to help you make the best moves to win the game. And, certainly that's why I'm excited to be on the card with the people you have here at the World Internet Summit, because, this, to me, is the new frontier. You know, this is where we have to head. I mean, people want the freedom in their life. You know, if you want the freedom to do the things that you want to do, and you also want the freedom to express yourself through your business. You know, I know a lot of people have different ideas of an internet type business, and they say, some people say, you know, just sell products or services that you're not very passionate about. I disagree. I'm a fan of always making your business and your life the expression of your soul's purpose, because that's where you get the energy to really stay the distance, and also the energy to have the desire to be the best at what you do, so you continue to improve your performance. And then you find those the guides that help you go each step of the way. They help you to clear through the mess, to clear through the clutter, and there's a lot of clutter out there. So if we get overwhelmed, we can just sit in inertia. But if we go out and we find the right guides and we take the steps and we take the action, and we continually improve our ability to act, you know, what we can produce is, you know, unbelievable. So, You know, for me, this New Frontier of the Internet just levels the playing field for everybody. And I was, there was a statistic that I saw recently, and they were talking about billionaires. And I think in 1984, there was something like, you know, there were less than 400 billionaires in the world. It was like 389 or something like that. And then in 2008, that grew to over 2,000. So it multiplied exponentially. And the reason, one of the major reasons why the amount of wealth in the world is multiplying is because now we have the ability to serve more people. You know, where in the past you might serve, you know, 10 people in your business, now you can serve a million people with no geographical boundaries. So, and it's easier than ever, to get out and launch a business. You don't need the storefront like you used to do. You can create money online very quickly. You just have to know what to do, and you have to have the willingness to act and the willingness to invest in yourself.
Good one. And I think it's interesting how you mentioned, you know, the tipping point reference there about fax machines. And I believe we're at a tipping point for the internet. I believe you cannot have a business these days without actually having an internet presence. I know you have one, and your marketing companies and associates use the internet beautifully to be able to, you know, market your own services. And I guess...
No, it's just the beginning, though. Because I'm looking at the internet. You know, I am thrilled to be on this conference, quite frankly, because I have a bunch of stuff to learn from the people that are at the conference. And so if you look at where I'm plugging myself in right now to learn more than any other place, it's internet and it's marketing. Mm. It's the ability to expand the reach that we have, the ability to serve more people, you do more good for the planet. As a result, if you do that intelligently, you're rewarded with more money. So this is the, it's the new frontier, and there's people that are going to capitalize on it, and there's people that don't. And the people that don't are the people that sit around, wishing they could, or getting stuck in the overwhelm of not knowing what to do, or, you know, people that just study it but never do it. So what you got to do is get out there, get in the playing field, start doing it, take the action, and learn along the way and continue to improve. And when I look at where the major driver of my focus in my own business is today, and I do live seminars, I've done them for years, but today it's clearly online. We're doing marketing online, we always have for our live events, but online is where we're headed.
Yeah, and so the angle you sort of look at, you look at it very much though in a world of abundance, so much opportunity, so many areas this can go in, and so does our listener right now. But obviously that can create overwhelm. What sort of strategies can you suggest to our list to deal with overwhelm? We're not even right now. What we're talking about is really how do we deal with the opportunities available on the internet? What can our listener do when it comes to overwhelm, Chris?
Well, I think, what I've always done when I wasn't clear in terms of what actions to take, you know, people say that no matter what type of a career path they're in, they say, well, I don't know what to do. There's so many different options. I don't know what to do. Well, you know, my whole philosophy has always been you go out, you find somebody who's getting what you want, you ask the right questions, you get ferociously curious, you break down what they do, you get coaching, you get mentoring, and you let them be the guide. And then you find another guide, and then you find another guide. Because Arnold Schwarzenegger had said when he was, rising up the ladder of success throughout his life, he said his whole strategy was just to find a mentor, pass them up. Find another mentor, pass them up. Find another mentor, pass them up. And it sounds a bit predatory, but it really is true, and there's a lot of truth in that in terms of being one of the best and most effective means of learning. And that's why I think that there's no better place to be than the world than that summer.
I guess you're saying that if you find a mentor, a guide, someone who can hold your hand much, much quicker, and then it's about never giving up that process of finding someone to teach you, right?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I'm beautifully stated because you never stop learning. You have to always constantly be learning, constantly be growing. And Jack Welch said that from GE. He said that the thing that defines the winning organization from the losing organization is that the winning organization is a constant learning machine. It's their ability to learn quickly and assimilate that information as they continue to move forward. And this becomes even more vital as we're living in a world that's changing so quickly. Online world is changing so quickly. I know you've got, at the World Internet Summit here, we've got people that are coming in to teach Facebook strategies and things like that. And the reason why is because, you look at the old advertising methods that aren't as effective. You look at these new advertising methods that are coming out and just, you got to jump on them quick. And that may be obsolete. in another year or something, or that may be also even months. Everything. So it's constantly evolving and changing, and you really do have to stay on the cutting edge of things. So you have to be a massive learning machine. I would say a massive learning machine is a massive earning machine.
And I guess, like, you know, we do have the cutting edge experts coming to show the latest ways to start an internet business and how to profit if you're ready on the internet. But I got a question for you, and this is from an old saying. Can you teach an old dog new tricks? Because obviously we got people coming to this event who come from a background where they might be, you know, already have had a career, already had a business, and they're wanting a change. They want a change in income, but also they want a change for their life. You know, the internet can provide lifestyle, a lot more freedom in their days, in their hours. And of course, I guess a lot of the limiting beliefs perhaps people might have is, well, I'm not sure I can learn all this new stuff now. What do you say to that?
I say usually when people feel that way, they're sorting by differences rather than similarities. They're asking themselves, how is this different from the life that I had? This is so much different, you know, and they're sorting and looking for all the ways that it's different or more difficult. But if instead you come into this process, you say, you know, I'm going to the program, you get into the program, and you say, how is this the same? How is this the same from the life that I came from? And look for the similarities. What will happen is you'll find that you're naturally drawn toward it, and it will help you just create a natural propulsion system to continue learning, growing, profiting, and making, you know, ultimately, it's not about the money. Ultimately, it's about making your dreams come true. Money is simply a means of creating the lifestyle that you desire, or that, you know, that bringing, you know, putting your kids through school, or, you know, purchasing investment properties, or traveling around the world. So money becomes the means of creating all that in your life. So it's what's magical about this whole new world is that your work, what you put out there into the world, it's about making a difference. It's about serving people on a greater level. That's why we're able to profit so easily on the internet, because we have the opportunity to serve more people, which means we're rewarded with more money, because money is a measurement of the value you create for others in the eyes of the marketplace. And then in doing so and being rewarded with more money, you're ultimately creating the lifestyle that you desire. So it's a very rewarding way to go out there and create a difference, serve people, and live the life of your dreams.
And I guess, Chris, you must have people coming to you all the time who don't believe they can truly do or can truly have the life that they want to have, yeah?
Yeah, all the time. And I'll tell you what excites me most about this model. And, you know, I by the way, I have a lot of people that will come and they want to speak on our stages, and, you know, we teach seminars all over the world. They want to, you know, do something with us, and many of them are like financial teachers and stuff like that. And obviously there's a need for knowledge in the world. And they have different types of financial strategies. And the thing that I've got the closest affinity to is the whole online model. You know, I'm a business person. And that for me, as you begin to learn about the online world, you learn how to be really effective at business. And the reason why I love business so much is because it's not dry. It's not just numbers. It's about, I said it earlier, but I'll say it in a slightly different way. Your business should be the expression of your soul's purpose. It should be your way of expressing yourself in the world, that really captures the essence of who you are. And for me, that creative process is best delivered to the world via the business of the internet. I'm just so excited about what we've got available to us today, the opportunities that are there. The interesting thing is that the barriers to entry are lower than ever before, meaning we can get into something with no money at all. I mean, we got to educate ourselves. If you're gonna pour your money anyplace, pour it into education, you know, because then you can make the best moves to win the game. And that's always been my strategy. So the barrier to entry is what? Just your education. You can get out there though, and you can launch a website today and start making money overnight if you take the action and you have the right guides. So there's no huge barriers to entry. The challenge is that there's more competition than ever before. You know, there's people all over the world looking to do it as well. And so the question becomes, what's going to cause somebody to really succeed in this environment? And the differentiating factor is knowledge.
You got it, and the competition is absolutely hotting up, which is really why we try and inspire people to come to our event. We only hold the event once a year in every country, and so if you miss out this time, then you miss out for a whole another 12 months. And you're absolutely right, with the competition so hot and increasing at such a rate, it's those who have the knowledge, the very, very simple knowledge and strategies that we teach, that are getting through rather than getting the frustration and getting the hassle and getting all the failure that they hate so much, and you're very right there. So, Chris, Surely in your life you have faced challenges, yes?
Oh, lots of them.
Right.
Non-stop.
Probably every day, like most. Anybody who's sort of, you know.
What? Yeah, you just got to learn to grow to love the challenges.
Right. So the listener right now might be thinking, well, I'm undergoing some challenges right now, and that's why I'm thinking about going to World Internet Summit to see if I can, you know, find a new way through. You know, what's special about Chris Howard? What has Chris Howard done in the past that has made a pattern of constantly overcoming the challenges? You say you have them every day. Well, what sort of habits might you develop yourself, Chris, to get through these challenges every day that our listener might benefit from?
You know, I always think that whenever I'm stuck in a problem, I can either shrink and grow smaller, or I can learn my way out. And that's why I do events like this. I put myself in environments like this so that I can learn from the best of the best. Because if you're going to be learning anyway, you might as well be learning from the best. And that's where you're going to be able to make the best moves as you're moving forward. And it's always been learning my way out of any problem that I've ever had. And I think that, you know, part of it is just learning to go comfortable with the space of being in the challenge or being in the problem. Because, you know, as we first get into any type of, you know, personal, professional development, we want to find all the tools so that we don't have any more problems. You know, that's okay when you're the novice and when you're green and then you buy into that for a while. I know I did. But the reality is that we all have problems. We're all going to have challenges throughout our entire life. And, you know, some of those challenges will be huge and some of them will be not so huge. But who you are is greater than your challenges. If you continue to grow every time you have a challenge and you continue to expand yourself beyond that challenge, then you're going to be proud of who you've become in the long run. Because you're the person that's risen above all your challenges. And the way to rise above the challenge is to learn your way out. And to learn to be comfortable in the challenge. That's one of the most challenging things. And I'll tell you what, I don't always do that perfectly. I struggle sometimes. I get frustrated sometimes. It's like, wow, I did not expect that to happen. But as you grow, the challenges don't disappear. They become bigger and bigger.
Well, Chris, that's a really important point. Often I hear this, that, someone comes to an internet summit and they learn some strategies and they might sort of choose to go in a certain direction, but they don't actually take action for a long, long time. And when I go back through their history, I find that they wanted to research the market properly first. They wanted to find out the best internet providers first. They wanted to find out, how am I going to design my website? So they want to get, you know, the best website building software first. They want to be able to find the best merchant facility first. And then decide to take action. You know, what's your view on someone who might take, you know, 12 to 18 months doing that, as opposed to getting involved now, making mistakes?
Well, I'll tell you, Brett, I'm an action taker in life. You know, in fact, oftentimes I'll jump in the pool and see if there's water afterwards. but the people that are typically more active rather than reactive, or rather than just waiting, being the effective things and waiting for things to happen for them. The people that are more active in life tend to have greater rewards. And I know that even in my own life, in regards specifically to the online world, I put it off for way too long. And the reason was because I got overly analytical. Just the exact same reasons you just said. You know, we were going to go online and start a model online, and we thought we had it, and then all of a sudden new information came in, and it was like, wait a second, maybe we don't know what we need to know over here, and we need to research more, and who are we going to get in to bring us, to help to guide us along, and is this person really the perfect person? And then by the time, we came around to the time where we were supposed to make a move, we had overanalyzed it so much to the point where we were just kind of paralyzed, and we didn't do anything. And the result was that we lost, I'm sure we lost probably $200,000-$300,000 in revenue because of our inaction at that point. And then we ended up acting. And not only did we lose revenue, we lost the market dominance that could have come by breaking into the market earlier. And that stuff can be recovered, but it's, the person, there's a book called Positioning by Trout and Reese, where they talk about the battle for the mind. And they say that the person or the company that owns the number one spot in the mind of the consumer, it's very hard to knock that company out of that place. Mm-hmm. And when you think of Coca-Cola, they've got brand dominance. So they were the first to market out there, and they were the first to brand that awareness in the mindset of the consumer. So you've got to act now. You can't wait. If you've got ideas, I mean, we've all had ideas before that we sat around and then we saw somebody else go out and make that idea happen.
Yes, but Chris, they want to make it perfect.
Yeah, yeah. The only way to make it perfect is to perfect it. The only way to perfect it is to get out there and do it, and to have the willingness to make the mistakes along the way. You know, and that's one of the biggest problems. You know, coming from business world, I've got a business partner that will say, "Well, that'll never work because of that, and that'll never work because of that." And he's a valuable player on our team because you know he prevents me from doing certain things that you know probably may not have worked. But on the flip side of the coin. In the world of the internet, you can overanalyze till the end of your days. There will be mistakes made. You cannot avoid those. You have to have the willingness to make the mistakes. You have to have the willingness to embrace that it's okay for you to make mistakes. You know, have I lost money? Yes, I've lost money. But if you're continuing to increase your education, the financial losses should be kept at a minimum because you've educated yourself, to avoid those mistakes. It's like, you know, the billionaires. People oftentimes say, well, billionaires must be risk takers. Not oftentimes. They're the people that learned to minimize the risk while maximizing the upside return. And the way that you learn how to do that is through education. It's through knowledge. And that either comes from trial and error or it comes from classes, coaching, the right mentors and guides. It comes from one of those. It's like either street knowledge or book knowledge, although in the world of the internet, if you're reading a book, by the time you're reading it, it's probably outdated.
That's right. You've got to act very fast on the internet.
Yeah.
Chris, I've got to tell you that, you know, just in this short, you know, 15 to 20-minute interview, you've already electrified our listener just by what you've told them so far. You've really hit on some good distinctions about overcoming, you know, the fact that people might get overwhelmed about stuff, about how to actually, you know, can you teach an old guy, you know, old dog new tricks? Yeah, you can through learning. Very good stuff, and you've even shared how you've had some of your own challenges. Very, very good. Now, the great thing about what we're having you do at World Internet Summit is that you've been gracious enough to speak for us two times in the one event, which is going to be absolutely brilliant. You know, again, you're not an internet guy per se, although you use the internet beautifully, but what you're going to be talking about is how to make sure that we cope with the internet in today's world, be able to make ourselves take action. Is that the gist of what you're going to be talking about at World Internet Summit?
Absolutely. And, you know, the reality is that while business is easier than ever before, and we can make money easier and faster and at greater levels than ever before, and, you know, we have a platform to express ourselves and our dreams and make all those things come true, the underlying factor that makes a difference is you. You know, there's people that are out there doing it, and there's people that aren't. You know, and so you got to become the person who's out there doing it. And that means, you know, I remember just real quickly, when Jeff Bezos was going to launch Amazon.com, he was working for a different company, and he went for a walk with his boss one day, and he said, you know, I want to go launch this internet company. And his boss said, you know, they went for a walk for like 2 hours. You know, that sounds like a pretty good idea, Jeff, for somebody who doesn't already have a job. And so he said, oh, yeah, I'll let you think about it over 24 hours, you know, come back and tell me and if you really want to leave.
Yeah.
So he goes back home, and he talks to his wife, and his wife says, you know, you can do it. I believe in you. And it's important to surround yourself with people that believe in you, which you're also going to experience at the summit. But those are the people that you want to have around you, not the bosses or the dissenters and stuff. You need to surround yourself with good people. And so his wife said, "I believe in you. I'm behind you. Let's go for it." And you know, shortly thereafter, you know, of course, Amazon became a huge overnight success. It really did expand very quickly. They were making money fast, and that just continued to grow and grow to the billion-dollar plus empire that it is today. And I'm not saying that because you go to the World Internet Summit and you get the, you know, the right people around you and the, you know, you have the mindset like Jeff did to take that action and to step out of yourself that you're going to become a billionaire. But even if you hit multi-millionaire anywhere in between, how good is it to have to own your own life, to be the master of your own destiny and to learn how to do it, to the highest of your ability. So that's, you know, that's why I'm excited to be there and, you know, just to share the messages and the mindsets that can really help people to succeed, no matter what business they're in, but as applied to the internet.
Yeah, so many benefits in so many areas. It's going to be truly exciting to have you there, Chris, and we can't wait to see you at World Internet Summit. See you there.
Thank you so much, Brett. We'll see you there.